Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we got exciting news. The Supreme Court just ruled on behalf of the Little Sisters, the nuns, against them having to submit to this violation of the First Amendment on Obamacare. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
Today, the Supreme Court issued a unanimous decision that is a big victory for the Little Sisters of the Poor and all the parties, and frankly, for all Americans. The Supreme Court said that the Little Sisters are protected from having to pay these massive government fines or choose to violate their religious beliefs. And the Supreme Court accepted the admission from the government that the government can modify this program to be more respectful of religious liberty. The Supreme Court said it's sending this case back and is giving an opportunity for the parties, for the government to actually protect the Little Sisters' religious beliefs while still offering these services to any woman who wants them. This is a win-win decision that everybody should be able to get behind. They've been so happy, so joyous. They've been praying for the Supreme Court and for this case for a long time. One of our little sisters was actually, she told us in the middle of a prayer about this case when we called to give her the news. So they're overjoyed that the Supreme Court was able to give them the unanimous decision that they've been praying for, and this important reminder for all Americans that this is something that doesn't have to be divisive. The Supreme Court didn't disagree about it. We don't have to disagree about it. Religious liberty is something that is beneficial for all Americans and something that we should all support.
Oh, this is so, so very important, because the way the court system works and the way our legal system works is once a decision is made, and it's a unanimous decision, the liberal and conservative Supreme Court justices ruled in First Amendment favor of the Little Sisters, saying that you don't have to violate your faith and what you believe in, that the citizens of America can find it some other way than other than making Christians or Christian organizations or ministries have to take care of that. That's a huge thing. But in America, we have our legal system that says, let the decision stand. So now this case can be cited with cases across the land in all 50 states. They could bring this Supreme Court decision up, and people will begin to win cases all over the land. Maybe it's a local case in your county, a local case in your city. Maybe it's a case in your state. Maybe it's a case in your region. But you can actually cite this case in a court of law, and now the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the First Amendment and our religious beliefs. This is a very, very big win, you know, for the church and for Christians and for people of faith. It's just a powerful, powerful decision that took place.
Steve, isn't that exciting to see a unanimous decision?
Huge.
For the Supreme Court.
I think about it. It's just like how often and how many people are praying right now? And you think about it, God responds to people praying in unity and just seeing the fact that God hears your prayers, and we're praying that abortion would end across the entire United States. And this is a huge, huge answer to prayer.
Yeah, well, what this decision is based on Obama healthcare, based on my understanding, this says they were telling, it's one of those narrative Alinsky, Saul Alinsky rules for radicals things. Really, I don't think it was the issue, but they shifted when they first were talking about, you know, everybody's going to have to buy health insurance, Obamacare for everyone. In their business, then the whole place was revolting against that. And then finally they just shifted it and said, Catholic Social Services is going to have to buy birth control for their for their people. And all of a sudden the argument went from government shouldn't be providing everybody's health care to the church is not going to be forced to go against the First Amendment to buy abortion or buy birth control pills. And it's like, oh, it's just a smooth transition for how Saul Alinsky works. You hadn't yet listened to or watched, you know, organizer of the day versus organizer of the night, organizers of the night. I mean, you're looking at, you know, Saul Alinsky tactics being used, but either way, that was a very important, you know, what the enemy means for evil. You know, God will work to good for those who love the Lord. And these nuns, you know, they were praying, they were asking God, you know, they were praying for the president, not against him. And they were praying that, you know, God would hear them. And a unanimous decision that said that they cannot force a person of faith to violate their faith by, for example, you know, how the Catholic Church with birth control, that's how they felt in their faith. And so that will work in every, that whole case will be able to stand in every case in
precedent.
The land. It's like precedent. And they sent it back to the states, but they said, this is the limits. You cannot mess with that. A citizen, if that citizen wants, you know, this item or this particular thing, you can provide it some other way, but you don't have to provide it through a church. you know, through a religious organization. And that's a huge decision. It's a First Amendment decision. The First Amendment gives us our right that the government can make no laws concerning religion or faith. You think about that. And so that was a big win. It's good that all these different things that are not happening to see that stand. And a unanimous decision, because these are the same judges that were for all these things that were totally against the ways of faith and the Lord. So that was just very powerful. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.